Figure 1. Two theoretical models. Predicting math attitudes from appraisals of previous math experiences. The figure presents two theoretical models that depict the relationships between previous math experiences, math anxiety, and math attitudes. Model A. Top part of the figure. Box 1. On the left, there is a box labeled Appraisals of Previous Math Experiences. Box 2. In the middle, there is a box labeled Math Anxiety. Box 3. On the right, there is a box labeled Math Attitudes. Box 2 in the middle is lower than box 1 and 3. One arrow points directly from appraisals of previous math experiences to math attitudes, indicating that previous math experiences are directly influencing math attitudes. Another arrow pointing from appraisals of previous math experiences to math anxiety, suggesting that these previous experiences also influence math anxiety. A third arrow points from math anxiety to math attitudes, indicating that math anxiety impacts math attitudes. This model suggests that both the appraisal of previous math experiences and math anxiety contribute to shaping an individual's math attitudes. The influence of previous math experiences on math attitudes can be both direct and indirect, through math anxiety. Model B, bottom part of the figure. Box 1. On the left, there is a box labeled Math Anxiety. Box 2. In the middle, there is a box labeled Appraisals of Previous Math Experiences. Box 3. On the right, there is a box labeled Math Attitudes. Box 2 in the middle is lower than box 1 and 3. One arrow points directly from math anxiety to math attitudes, indicating that math anxiety directly affects math attitudes. Another arrow points from math anxiety to appraisals of previous math experiences, suggesting that math anxiety influences how previous math experiences are appraised. A third arrow points from appraisals of previous math experiences to math attitudes, indicating that these appraisals also influence math attitudes. This model proposes that math anxiety shapes how previous math experiences are appraised, and these appraisals, in turn, influence math attitudes. The relationship between math anxiety and math attitudes is both direct and indirect, through the appraisals of previous math experiences.